to really observe what's going on today out and about, we're going to have a conversation with Larry Weber, our host every Friday morning for Backyard Almanac. Good morning, Larry.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. I said last week that anyone who took a trip, or maybe a better comparison would be fell asleep last Friday and then woke up again today after sleeping all week, would wake up to a completely different changed world. And yes, the change really happened this past week. We had the warmest temperature. That happened on the 20th. We had the warmest temperature, 74 degrees, since last September. Pretty impressive number, but April, anything can happen. The other changes that went along, the Weather Service finally made the step into saying that there's no snow on the ground. I saw a little patch on snow on the ground as recently as 2 days ago. Looking hard enough right now in some north-facing slopes, you may find still a little bit of snow, but it's pretty safe to say the snow is gone. And the other thing that's gone is the ice. I mentioned that we are going to experience ice out. Now, I watch a number of lakes for this, but the one that was most impressive is the lake close to my house that had an ice cover, I estimated, of 3/4 still ice covered on one day, on the 20th, and then on the next day, the 21st, the ice was gone. And so, yes, ice out has happened. And ice out is a really big event for us, and rightly so. How about last snow? Is that a big event? Well, it may not be over yet. According to the forecast, you know, we may be seeing some snow still, but that happens. I mentioned last time, it's not unusual. And we even get occasionally a snow in May. For those who have lost it in your memory, just go back to May of 2 years ago. May 1 on 2017, we had a snow. Depending on where you lived, about it, at my house, it was about 2 inches of snow. So things are still going on. We have passed also the 14 hours of daylight, but that happened also this week. And now we have more than 14 hours of daylight, and it continues to get longer as we get through the rest of this month. If you were up early this morning, you may have had a chance to see the waning quarter moon, which is always a nice moon to see. And the next time we speak, 1 week from today, we will be in the wonderful greening month of May. Now, I called it a greening month, and that's exactly what happens. Probably the most obvious in the greening we see right now is out on the lawns. New shoots of grass take advantage of the sunlight and start growing up. But the greening happens many other places. In the woods, I find the greening happens with little plants that we most likely will walk right by, and that's the mosses. They take advantage of the sunlight and put up new leaves. Then there's other things that go on. We have in our deciduous woods in the area, we have a plant known as ramp, R-A-M-P, but also called wild leek or wild onions, and they take over very quickly. They grow very quickly. I saw it just this week and put forth green, big, wide green leaves all over the forest floor. Ironically, they don't flower until summer, but what they're doing is taking advantage of the sunlight. Then we have some of the smaller shrubs, a couple of them that really start the woody plants to turn green are gooseberry, honeysuckle, and elderberry. And elderberry buds, I took a look at this week, the leaf buds are nice and big and just starting to open. Usually they're starting to form leaves by the first week of May, and of course that's going to be next week. Well, when that happens, also it's a time to look for the spring wildflowers. The spring wildflowers are an incredible group of plants. They take advantage of maybe a three-week gap where the snow is gone and before the leaves cover from above. That's about all the time they have. It has to be warm enough in the soil so that they can open their leaves and their flowers, and it has to be enough sunlight because if it's a rainy, cloudy day, they usually just close their blossoms. And as I said, it has to be before the canopy of leaves overhead gives them shade. So it's really a precarious existence. Only a few weeks. Well, the first one to bloom is, I've never seen an exception, is always hepatica. Hepatica has white or light blue blossoms, five or six, usually six of them, and it opens up, and it opens up first because it has kept its leaves all winter. Many of the other ones do not. They die back in what's called an ephemeral lifestyle, where they don't live very long, and then very quickly in the spring they have to grow leaves and buds. But hepatica keeps its leaves, so it's a step ahead of the rest of them. Well, I saw the first hepatica back on the 20th, and I expect very soon to be followed by a couple of others. Two others that are very quickly following hepatica are bloodroot and spring beauty, and soon, within 10 days, that list will stretch to about 10 kinds or maybe more. And so it's really a good time to get out and walk in the woods and start looking at these little plants on the ground. While you're out there, also take a look at the trees. I have mentioned several times as we went through April that April is catkin times. This is the catkins, the long hot dog-shaped things that hang down on a lot of kinds of trees. Well, this particular week was catkin week, and I found ripe catkins on alder, hazel, quaking aspen, and willow. And they produce, there's male and female catkins, but the catkins that produce the pollen are the male ones, and those are the ones you're most likely to notice. On hazel, they have a little bit different kind of female flower. Once again, worth taking a look at it. Hazel and alder are both kind of small, and many of the willows are kind of small too, but quaking aspen can be a much larger. Well, there's more. The migrants of birds are what we mostly think of, and boy, did I see plenty of them. I mentioned last time looking for the first yellow-bellied sapsucker. Yes, I saw it. Hermit thrush. Yes, I saw it. Yellow-rump warbler. Yes, I saw it. The list goes on and on. Flicker, tree swallow, bufflehead, a type of duck, a ringneck duck. And then two others of real interest, one being the Wilson's snipe. As I was out walking this morning and other mornings this week, I heard what is known as a winnowing of a snipe. They fly in a pattern in evening, sometimes right at dark, where the air comes through their wings, making a winnowing type of sound. And if you get out early enough in the morning when it's calm and it may be still dark, you will hear it. Well, I've heard it a couple of times this week. I saw a ruby-crowned kinglet. I saw a cowbird. But the ones that really stands out and was written up this morning with a number of pictures in the News Tribune is the white pelicans. If you have a chance to get out to the St. Louis River and take a look, they are terrific. I saw the flock first last week, Sunday, and I estimated there were 100 of them out there. They rest for a while on some of the little islands that are out on the river and before they move on to their breeding. And they are such a huge bird. They may have one of the biggest wingspans of any bird in the country. And yes, they have just showed up. Other birds that have been around for a while are now singing, the red-winged blackbird, song sparrow, robin, mourning dove. And of course, we have the continual gobbling of turkeys going on and the drumming of rough grouse. But there's more singing. We're not done yet, Chris. The frogs have begun. I heard the first chorus frog back on the 16th, a tiny one-inch frog. It's kind of stripy, and it makes a creaking kind of noise. That was followed by the clucking noise of the wood frog on the 19th, and then the spring peeper, which pretty much lives up to its name, making a peeping noise. I heard that on the 23rd. I refer to this group as the spring trio, and yes, they are out there. They tend to call more in the afternoon and evening. It's a little chilly in the morning, and they don't call as much, but they're definitely going to be out there. And yes, those vernal ponds are going to be very alive now for the next several weeks. So, wow, a lot going on. We're going to end April and get into the wonderful month of May. So get out and enjoy it.
We sure will. Thank you, Larry. Take care. Backyard Almanac with Larry Weber, an educator, author, and naturalist, joining us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. A lot of observations he's made these past couple of days and some wonderful signs of spring. Always an encouraging call to have with him on an April morning.